biggest slut.
Excuse me, but you don't have to get snippy about it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to remind everybody that Friday afternoon, we will be giving away a fabulous prize. It's a four-pack of tickets to DC United.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good riddance, face.
Who is the best?
Versus Houston. Cool. And the game is next Wednesday at 7:30. Here's what you get. You get the tickets to the game.
Right.
Also, and that's a four-pack of tickets for, nice. For you and three of your friends. Plus $200 gift card to a Matchbox restaurant and round-trip limo from Reston Limo.
Hey. Oh, that's cool.
You can get your tickets for all the games at DCUnited.com.
Nice prize.
And we will play TV theme song trivia on Friday's show.
Name that TV theme.
Name that TV theme. Wow. Rob Spiewak has informed me that he has over 400 and television theme songs.
And he would kick our asses if he's participating, but I think I'll do pretty well.
Now, I think you're probably going to go home tonight and do some studying, and of course, everybody in the listening audience can do the same thing. Really, you could do a lot of them, right?
Done. I could sing them to you.
Well, we'll see Friday how it works for you,
prefer,
Mr. Smartass.
I prefer to be the ringmaster.
Yes, I know you prefer to be the ringmaster, but I will also have you test some skill.
That'll be good.
I'm going to try to make you proud.
Good.
You think
you're
pretty good at this?
Pretty decent, yeah. Not as good as Rob.
I suck at it. I really do.
Sing Sea Hunt?
Very, very good. Well, mine's a little different.
Sea Hunt. Was Sea Hunt the TV show that had that neat submarine with the weird front, or was that another thing?
That's a different.
What was the one with
to the bottom of the sea?
That's with
an Irwin Allen production.
With Richard Basehart?
Yes, that's the one.
I was thinking of the Lloyd Bridges show. Yeah. Done. Da da da.
See that scene? I was too young to see.
Da da da.
And he was too young to see.
How do you
I don't know
this?
How he knows.
I just do.
You? How do you know the ones that aren't even like put out on DVD? How do you know them? For Christ's sake!
I listen. I pay attention.
to the
important thing.
Yeah.
Not much on states and capitals.
Hey, Rob. Listen to this.
That doesn't make any noise.
Let's get our final buzz of the afternoon. Here's Buzz Burbank.
Thanks. As Bush press secretaries go, chubby-cheeked Scott McClellan seemed likable.
That's his own, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
But Scott's former bosses don't like him very much today. He says W was less than truthful about the war and used propaganda to sell it to the American people.
Man, this book, I'm not purely monetary level. This guy is going to sell an ass load
of
books.
Sell a few, I think so.
Absolutely.
Scott does, in fact, have a new book about his bosses called What Happened? Inside the Bush White House and Washington's Culture of Deception.
Now, this guy's going to be on TV, all the news shows. Sure. He's going to be on TV tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll be recording him, and we'll replay anything particularly snarky that
anything
he has
hinky
to say.
That he says.
He'll say it, too.
Mm-hmm. Dick Cheney's already denying that he and Scooter Libby had a private meeting to get their stories straight on the outing of CIA agent Valerie Plame, as McClellan charges in his book.
You know, the nice thing when I asked Rob for a sound effect that he gets in like 5 minutes is when I asked him for the doom sound effect when we were going to talk about crystal skulls.
Oh, that's about to come in handy.
Well,
for
and
him.
Then we used it during the game when it was power of 10, respect the power of 10. And now when you mentioned the vice president, it also comes in handy, too.
It does, yes.
What's his name again?
You mean Dick Cheney?
There he is.
My new favorite.
Keep it handy. We're not out of names.
Okay, very good.
McClellan's sharpest criticism is of White House hatchet man Karl Rove. See how this is working for us?
I'm enjoying it.
McClellan also reveals a conversation he had with the president about cocaine.
Uh-oh.
With Bush telling him, I honestly don't remember whether I tried it or not. We had some pretty wild parties back in the day, and I just don't remember.
Wow.
End quote.
Okay, you know what's happening now? They're getting deeper into the book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is just a full-fledged attack book, right?
Or a reveal book, you know, a tell-all book, as they call them.
Boy, I tell you, when they first came out today, the whole big news was that McClellan wasn't a big supporter of the policy on Iraq.
Right.
But now when you hear the cocaine stuff, that's pretty intense.
Apparently a conversation he had with the president.
That little self-satisfied smile on my face.
It was a race to see how many times they could use the word scathing. It's a scathing book.
Scathing? And that deserves this, too. Scathing.
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Well, no wonder the war hasn't gone very well. Our soldiers, maybe you remember them from Memorial Day a couple of days ago.
Yeah, really.
Our soldiers need bigger bullets. That's what the guys on the front line outside Baghdad are telling the Associated Press.
Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, and see if you get pissed off like I did.
Sergeant Joe Higgins, an Army sniper, says too many of his comrades are carrying M4s and M16s, which use smaller bullets than the M14s they come up against. These bullets are slim enough to penetrate steel, the ones that our soldiers are using, and that's a good thing, but the bullets are too slim to bring down an attacker decisively, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah, I read an article about this, and they go through someone almost like a needle.
Right.
If they hit a vital organ or the spinal cord, it'll do damage, but otherwise it's so clean that it'll go right through the enemy.
God, has no one thought of this?
You know, you really just wonder about this. You know, everybody that hides behind the troops and says, support our troops, well, God damn it.
Don't be so critical, Rob. We've only been in this 7 years now.
I know, it's going to turn around.
We'll get it.
Unbelievable.
The men and women who try to watchdog over America's military spending say the Pentagon is now spending money so fast the auditors can no longer keep up.
Well, they have to spend money on those thin bullets that don't stop anyone.
Inspector,
on the bright side, the bullets stack very nicely because they're so small.
Yeah, and you can actually use them as toothpicks.
Yes, please. Don't let them go off, though.
Inspector General's office told Congress yesterday it isn't easy keeping track of an annual budget of $600 billion.
God.
That's more money than our small brains can imagine, and that, say auditors, makes it even harder than it already is to keep track of fraud, waste, and corruption.
I hope you really enjoy the discipline that I exercised during this newscast, because when you said $600 billion...
You wanted to go...
That's perfect.
I wouldn't have minded.
I know.
Mike will tell you, when you have a lot of money, yes, it's hard to keep track of it.
Oh, shut up, you. God, I'm going to throw a burrito at you.
Please don't.
Thanks to Mose.
Anti-war protesters interrupted a John McCain speech yesterday in Denver. Mm-hmm. Stop this war, they shouted.
Yeah.
Fortunately, there was a crowd of McCain supporters handy to drown out this crazy talk of ending the war. Well, look who's here.
Hi there.
I suppose you...
Senator?
You arranged those protests.
I had nothing to do with it. I'm simply reporting on what they did.
You've had an axe to grind with me since day number
one. I wouldn't call it an axe.
I'm going to have an axe to grind with you, and I'm talking about a real legitimate Arizona axe.
I'm sure you are, sir.
The kind that I chop down wood on my property with, and I'll take your fingers off first.
Probably could.
All right. Enjoy the rest of the news, you candy ass.
Thank you.
Bastards.
Pops.
Wonder if he met Tara.
Oh, lovely Tara. Still thinking about those breasts.
Yes, they're just about perfect.
Just about. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, there were protesters handy, or supporters of McCain, at least, to support him. Ironically, McCain was saying that neither Republicans nor Democrats had done very much to stop the spread of nuclear weapons. Now, to avoid anti-war protesters, and because of a lack of interest, McCain has moved his upcoming fundraising appearance from the Phoenix Convention Center to a private home.
Is this the one they're talking about where W is going to appear with him? Or did that already happen?
No, that has yet to happen, if it happens at all.
There's
been a lot of debate about that.
I know that I heard a story about a fundraiser that McCain's having with W, and they moved it into a private home because they don't want to make it that public. That's what I heard.
They want to dodge the photo op.
God knows they do so many of those. It's tough to keep track of which ones we're talking about.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Keep an eye open for that one.
Well, why does he want to distance himself from our president?
I can't imagine. Let me see. Why would he want to do that? Trying to find the one where he's talking about the relatives.
Must
Is that on four or five,
that?
Rob? I really have to find that.
It's just called
here.
Relatives. That's what I remember.
Relatives.
Putting
okay,
it
I'll find relatives. This. You know, I'm sorry I'm taking so long.
It's worth it, though.
It's not this one.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
It's not this one.
You know,
one.
If there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it. So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
Right. I can't. I always lose that one. I can't find. And it's my favorite, too, and I should be.
It's a newish one. That's why. We just added it yesterday.
A local paper says the fundraiser is being moved because ticket sales were less than expected.
Relative. Ticket sales. Yeah. Like he's in the Eagles.
You remember if you put it up at the top or on the bottom?
Sort of in the middle-ish.
In the middle-ish.
On one of the two machines.
On one of the two machines.
That narrows it down a bit.
You know what you could do?
What?
Search the REL, see if it comes up.
All right. Hold on.
I'm sure we'll come up with a moment.
Right,
Buzz, anything else going on in the world?
Why, I'm glad you asked. With two strong candidates this time around, you'd think the Democratic Party would be raking in the cash this year. You'd be wrong. Not in this economy. The party's reportedly struggling to raise money for its upcoming convention in Denver, and the Democrats have less than 3 weeks to make up the $15 million it'll take to meet their $40 million goal.
Ah!
Can't find
Sorry.
It.
Sorry. No, I'm having
it's
that
little,
moment
little
right
frustrating,
now.
Isn't
swear
it?
To God. Relative.
Hello, hello. You know, when something becomes a quest,
you're obsessed.
When
now.
You become obsessive compulsive,
it's a mission.
And I am, you know, it's one of the few ones that I really love. Mm-hmm. Unless you now, if you got, rid
if
of
you
it,
really loved it, you'd remember where it was.
It's right there, written in. You know, it's not your fault, Rob. I'm not gonna
don't
blame
you. Talk
you.
About my.
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna.
Don't you talk about?
I know.
Pencil.
I enjoy the soft. I enjoy the soft writing of a number two pencil. There's nothing I enjoy. There's
that
nothing
be, that must be why it took me so long to find it upside down.
Don't you blaspheme in here.
God damn it, Rob. You wrote it in pencil.
I write all of them in pencil
no,
unless I write them in ink.
No, you don't. You write them in Sharpie. Nice big Sharpie. Here it is anyway. This is why would anyone not want to have this man appearing at a fundraiser?
But I also want to tell a story.
Go good.
And here's the story.
Here it is.
My dad, like many of your folk who got relatives here, many of you whose relatives did the same thing.
What are you doing?
You're here. Their relatives probably aren't.
You know what? Now it's going to be harder to find because you
no,
smeared,
I'll remember it. I'll remember it now because
it.
It's like, you know, you would think this was. I lost that one because
oh, no.
I did the thing. God damn it. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm having trouble with the machines today.
So the Democrats having trouble raising enough money for their convention. Theories include that the competitive fundraising between Clinton and Obama have siphoned off money usually donated to the party itself. Republicans are reportedly on budget.
What I wanted to say was, hold it. What I wanted to say was.
Argument Wednesday.
All I see are flashing lights.
Jesus Christ. Oh, beware of technology. Beware of technology. It'll kill you. Thank you.
You've heard about the swing vote, right?
The swing vote? Now I'm just going to play them for the F of it.
Swing vote. People who don't know until they go into the voting booth who they'll be voting for.
Or as I like to call them, dumb people.
I was just going to ask you if you think those people are simply stupid.
Yes, they're stupid. If you haven't made up your mind,
you're gonna
walk into the... What, do you like the pretty colors in the voting booth?
This is going to piss you off.
Good, I'm ready. I'm ready.
It's my birthday.
Earlier this week, here in Virginia, a noted Democratic pollster recorded the comments of a dozen independent voters. Quoting one woman, I don't know enough about his Muslim background and their beliefs. I'm a little concerned. I need to check his background. End quote.
Yeah, and you know what Bill Maher said the other day about even if we do elect Barack Obama, he will not be able to fix, what did he call it, the rot that has permeated our society. And, you know, you're inclined to think we ought to be thinking just a little bit more.
But it wasn't just this one woman. That's not just an isolated case. Okay. Seven of the dozen people interviewed representing 20% of the electorate believe Obama is a Muslim.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me. I've heard these people on TV.
He is, if it matters, a Christian who was sworn into the Senate on a Christian Bible. One man said he'd heard that Obama used a Koran to be sworn in.
Hey, what's going on this side?
There's the guy.
How many people know that McCain is a Muslim?
Of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Some of these people will be in the voting booth next to you.
Yeah, well, you see these people on, especially when they're doing election nights, you see the groups that NBC or CBS or ABC has, and you see the people speaking freely. You made your mind up at the very last minute. They seem to be consistently a little bit out of it.
A little slow,
because, you know, that's the same people that really don't give much thought to anything in their lives. You know, you walk into the booth and make your mind up. It just, to me, you should have gotten the information prior to that and done some figuring.
These are people who totally believe they're going to bang Holly.
True.
I'm totally going to bang Holly.
Very nice.
She's cute and helpful. And she really seems into me.
Hi, Kevin.
Holly Obama.
You made me feel good about the machine there.
good.
Thank you.
Well, there's the new Newsweek poll, by the way, also that shows that even some Democrats won't be voting for Obama. White Democrats specifically, and a lot of other white people. Among all white voters, Newsweek found that McCain leads Obama 52% to 40%.
Hey, what's going on this side?
There they are.
Among just Democratic white voters, McCain still wins by 48 to 42.
But I also want to tell a story.
Where'd you find
that? Here's the story. My dad, like many of your folk who got relatives here, many of you whose relatives did the same thing, who are, you're here, their relatives probably aren't.
Rob, you want to see how it's marked now?
No.
Okay.
I know what it looks like.
Okay.
A big, greasy fingerprint.
That's it.
The poll also shows that 70% of voters believe Obama can win the White House. Coming up, one way the economy is affecting prostitution.
Ooh. Hi, everybody. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.